So I am working on a story about crime and accountability. As far as accountability, I would say it's a difficult subject.
When the topic was about the police holding the public accountable, they were very open with me.
We are one of the tops in Maricopa County as far as citations for speeding and all of those traffic laws that we are enforcing.
But as soon as I started talking about holding police accountable for the exact same things we just talked about holding the public accountable for,
so I can't make any comments on that at this time,
the tone changed.
You know, as police say, we can do things the easy way or the hard way, right? And it seems that you guys want to do things the hard way.
That's not true.
A couple months ago, an accident occurred in Goodyear, Arizona. A motorcyclist was struck and killed by a Goodyear police officer who ran a red light. The department told the public that the officer was responding to a call with lights and sirens on. But a concerned citizen sent this dashcam footage into a local news station claiming that the police officer did not have his lights and sirens on when he ran the red light, and that the Goodyear Police Department was lying to the public about what actually happened. I go in to talk to them about a hot topic in Goodyear: traffic enforcement on speeders and red light runners. I make no mention of this incident while asking how they handle members of the public that speed and run red lights, and specifically what happens to a member of the public who runs a red light, causing a fatality. Then I mention this incident, and all of a sudden the public information officer doesn't want to give the public any information.
So I am working on a story about crime and accountability.
Okay. As far as accountability, I would say it's a difficult subject.
Now, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, the agency handling this investigation into the crash, says Vela failed to yield to the police car, which had its lights and sirens on. But the video calls into question whether that is the truth.
Do you think that when there's a lack of accountability to the law, that it kind of enables people to violate the law more?
As far as accountability on our side of it, I don't see Arizona having that problem, at least Goodyear specifically.
Now, after a three-month investigation, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office has cleared this officer of any wrongdoing.
I think that whenever there is an issue, that we do our jobs to until it gets to that point to the courts, right? So we are doing our jobs to the fullest. Accountability, as far as if they go to the courts and then they get the slap on the wrist, that maybe something they shouldn't have gotten a slap on the wrist for. It's frustrating, but as far as mindsets, I can't answer for what people think, right? You can make articulations and guesses, that kind of thing. Oh man, he only got that for doing this, and it's one of those things that you're like, scratch your head sometimes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you guys run a lot of traffic?
Which kind of traffic?
So, speeding.
Okay,
light,
so like
light running.
Like okay, so
you guys have a lot of citations for that type of stuff.
Yeah, without the numbers, we are one of the tops in Maricopa County as far as citations for speeding and all of those traffic laws that we are enforcing. And we are
top in Maricopa County.
We are one of the top.
Yep. All right.
And our motor guys are out there, and they are writing citations, and they are doing their job.
Okay, so most of the traffic guys are on motorcycles?
Motorcycles, they don't have morgue units all the time, but we have motors and traffic.
Okay. Catch a lot of red light runners?
Oh, everything. I mean, we are listening to the people's, you know, because we have people that will call in, and obviously we see things, and half are generated by the community, half are generated by us. So we are, obviously with COVID and all the people coming here, we're seeing different people, different driving behaviors, right? The roads are more congested and it's becoming more dangerous with accidents. So that's why we are hitting it so hard out there. The people are actually, you know, you would think maybe the opposite. Oh man, getting pulled over. It sucks for anybody in plain English, right? Nobody likes getting pulled over. I don't like getting pulled over. It's just one of those things hopefully it solves that problem, whatever that issue is at that moment. But speeding is definitely one of them. People running red lights, and you are likely going to get a citation. And you could see it in our numbers. It's all public that we are out there. We're writing citations, and we're not you know, everything is educational based. If you could do that, but part of that education sometimes is writing a ticket.
So, do you feel like that probably saves lives? So you think that maybe that accountability is a deterrent from people speeding or running a red light?
Yeah.
And saves lives?
Plain English, yes. That's it. I mean, it's one of those things that we have been doing this job long enough. A lot of us that are overseeing, like our motor guy has been doing this for, I think he's at almost 15 years. And his thing is he loves traffic and motor stuff. And that's his niche, right? And he is very passionate. His family drives these roads. My family drives these roads. And you want to make sure that we and other people are making it home to their families at night. So it's one of those things that the way to enforce it is some citations. And people, you know, we understand it's a hard time. People work hard for their money. So maybe that will be the, well, man, this really sucks. And not do it again. And that's the bottom line. And when people have that feeling, they hopefully will drive slower, and then they will get into those crashes.
What would happen if someone did run a red light and cause an accident?
So if the typical, I can't say for every situation, because every situation is different. Ultimately, that's a civil traffic violation, right? It's not criminal unless something else is found. But let's just say they ran that red light, caused a collision. Nobody went to the hospital or whatever. Very typical. We call them, vehicle collision, not with any injuries. They'll likely get a citation for running that red light. And then there's other various ARS codes that we follow and enforce that they could be cited for.
What if serious injury or death occurs?
So, criminal level
at that point?
Yeah, then obviously then there's criminal charges. It goes from civil to criminal. And just if there's deaths, we have a strong team, an investigation team that comes out specifically for that. We have all the top equipment. So high-end drones, DJIs that map out everything. I mean, you're talking technology that 5 years ago was not even heard of. So we are keeping up with the technology. And I mean, we've had plenty of those, unfortunately, and that's why we are getting traffic so hard.
You've had red light
fatalities from red light running to just people speeding, crashing into trees, DUIs, all that.
But we're criminally prosecuting those people, right?
If they are lucky enough to survive those crashes, yeah. then we are setting charge change.
Good.
But we're criminally prosecuting these people, right? If they are lucky enough to survive those crashes, then yes.
But we're criminally prosecuting these people, right?
If they are lucky enough to survive those crashes, yeah. then we are setting charge change.
Good. I know that a lot of motorcycle cops who work traffic and ride a motorcycle all day have motorcycles at home as well.
Right.
So I'm sure, you know, that's one of the most dangerous vehicles to be riding. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that they're grateful. That's probably part of why they do what they do, right?
Right.
You know, stopping red light runners that could possibly hit and kill a motorcyclist.
Right.
Recently, there was a motorcycle accident where a motorcyclist was killed.
Right.
Here, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And who hit him?
So I can't make any comments on that at this time.
Well, there's a police officer, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And did he have his lights and sirens on?
I can't make any comments.
Because someone said that he was cleared of any wrongdoing yesterday, even though in the video we all saw that, you know, nobody yielded to him because he didn't have lights and sirens on. It was actually about six vehicles in the intersection at the time.
Right.
He just blew a red light and killed somebody. You're telling me that, you know, we prosecute criminal people who blow red lights and kill people, but I just saw yesterday that he was cleared of any wrongdoing. Is that accurate?
I can't make any comments on it, unfortunately, at this time.
Who can tell me either yes or no, he was,
right,
or
so
was not cleared of any wrongdoing?
We're going to formally discuss this matter. I don't have the capacity to make comments, unfortunately. I get it. It's one of those things that we are getting a lot of people asking us, but we will have comments on that in the near future. Anytime anybody loses their life, okay, we condolences to him and other, I mean, there's motorcyclists, officers, so we get it. We get it. And we put our deepest condolences to Penn, his family, everybody that was involved. Again, I can't make comments on it, and I completely get where you're coming from, right? You want to make sure that you could support me and you could trust me, and so I get it. So I wish I could make more comments and answer your questions. I just have very specific guidelines that I could follow right now, but we will make sure that questions are answered.
I mean, as a human, you seem like a decent person. As a cop and as a PIO officer, you seem like you're part of the cover-up. I'm just going to be blunt with you about it. I don't want to be around the bush. You seem like a very forward guy. I give you the respect and do the same.
I appreciate that. And like I said, but if I could make comments, I absolutely would.
So the people are not allowed to know whether a guy who blasted through a red light and killed somebody is still out there on the streets.
So we will have more information. And unfortunately, that's all I have to comment on that.
What?
So we will have more information. I can't give you a time frame, but it'll be within timely because we are working with attorneys and all the other people that are involved in this case. I am given a directive, and I'm sure you know you have a job too, and my directive is not making any additional comments on this because of the sensitivity. Obviously, you're not the only one that's feeling frustrated in this, with all of this going on. There are other people, and we are aware of that. We're not unaware. You're not the first one to come to me, so it's frustrating for us too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just people, because we totally understand that it could definitely ruin or hurt the trust that we've worked so hard to build with the community every day. And despite that, here at Goodyear specifically, I'd say Goodyear has one of the best as far as trust in us, and we try to be very open with policies as much as we can. We put our policies right on our website.
You know, as police say, we can do things the easy way or the hard way, right? And it seems that you guys want to do things the hard way.
That's not true.
You know, it seems that you're in a position where your job is to cover up for somebody who did something wrong.
Why don't I go get
to cover up, or you're going to lose your job? And that's a tough position for you to be in. Where it is.
Back in October, a concerned citizen came forward with this dash camera footage of a crash between Jacob Vela, a motorcyclist, and Goodyear police. His family believes the police cars, lights, and sirens were not activated while running a red light when they were responding to an assault in progress call. Now, after a 3-month investigation, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office has cleared this officer of any wrongdoing. After the crash, Goodyear police said their officers were responding to an assault in progress and activated their lights and sirens before entering the intersection, hitting and killing Vela. A concerned citizen contacted 12 News after the crash, sharing this dash camera footage with us. Vela's family believes the cop car sirens were not activated before pulling into the intersection against a red light and striking their loved one.
They need to come out and show us. If they're telling the truth, they need to come out and show that.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office initiated an investigation after the crash. They found the officer did not demonstrate any negligence. They added that the officer followed all of Goodyear Police's policies, procedures, and training standards. Despite this, the Vela family has retained an attorney and are now in the process of filing a notice of claim intent to sue document with the city of Goodyear.
I put in an open records request with the Sheriff's Department for all the dash cam, body cam, police reports, witness statements, as well as the camera footage from the quick trip. They haven't given me anything yet, and the PIO from Goodyear hasn't made the public statement that he told me they would make 10 days ago. He told me they would do it in a timely manner, but I suppose to me, a timely manner would be within a few hours. To him, it may be within a few decades. They say that releasing information can compromise an investigation. That's simply not true, but it can compromise a cover-up.